You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Joe Biden is now president of the United States, and all eyes are on his administration as it begins tackling the country's wealth of challenges. WITF reporters Alana Elder and Sam Dunklaw talked to mid-state voters about this moment and how they think President Biden should lead the nation.
With the country battling the coronavirus pandemic and in the shadow of an attack on the U.S. Capitol aimed at preventing him from taking office, here's how Biden began his inaugural speech.
This is Democracy's Day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Retired Pennsylvania Bureau of Forestry worker Bill Cook of Enola watched that moment with his family. He was among the Pennsylvania voters who gave Biden a win in the crucial swing state. Cook says he voted Republican for 40 years, but not in 2016 and 2020, because he couldn't support President Trump. So now, Cook says he's putting his faith in Biden, but he's looking beyond the speech.
Now, the question is doing. So that'll be interesting to see how does he implement the effort for the vaccine distribution and administration, as well as how do you go about obtaining unity.
That was the theme of Biden's campaign and of his address. Here he is just a few minutes in.
On this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Preschool teacher Carol Kappen of Leola says that's a worthy goal, one she's already taking on with her own family. Kappen says she voted for Trump twice, but her four grown children voted for other people. She says they all may not agree, but they keep it respectable when they talk politics. What makes people different, Kappen says, is just as important as what brings people together.
At some point, you just have to accept that we don't all see the world the same. So unless Biden can convey that kind of message differently than his party has conveyed it, you know, I don't know how successful he'll be.
Kappen says she doesn't think Trump was treated fairly while in office. Despite her frustration, she says she won't be a, quote, Biden basher, and instead will pay more attention to what goes on in government.
Biden says he expects that scrutiny. Later in his speech, he acknowledged the work that lies ahead for the country and that people will be watching.
We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do, much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
Ryan Stevenson of Carlisle agrees, but for different reasons. As Biden was being sworn in at the U.S. Capitol, Stevenson was demonstrating outside the state Capitol building, along with a few others. He says he voted for Trump this time because Biden has been in politics for too long. For him, that means the Democrat can't tackle the country's problems as quickly.
It's a mess. It's a total mess. It's chaos. And he's brought back together. Is Biden the guy? Is Biden the savior that they claim him to be? Hell to the no. But we'll see. I just can't wait to say I told you so.
But 54-year-old Susan Bridenstine of Hershey says Biden can handle urgent things like vaccine distribution. Bridenstine says she was a lifelong Republican until 2016, when she voted for Gary Johnson. She voted for Biden this time because Trump acted on too many things like immigration by executive order. Now she says it's time to get Congress more involved and compromise.
Because our country can't continue with this whipsaw of opinion. We need to unite, not just represent those who elected President Biden, you know, because we've seen what representing one half of the country does in the last 4 years. It doesn't work.
As Biden wrapped up his speech, he left the country with this.
We shall write an American story of hope, not fear, of unity, not division, of light, not darkness.
A story that, for Biden and the country he hopes to unite, begins now. Alana Elder,
Sam Dunklaw,
WITF News.